Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black non-monogamous feminist ho living in New York City.
Me, Rodeca, one fat black pansexual whose life is a series of coincidences that somehow landed her here.
And me, Akua, who promised to get it together when it got back, but no. But I have a new idea.
What is your new idea?
For this season, okay. I'm going to be rotating identities until I find one. And this week, I am Akua, the nymphotherapist.
Oh, wow. Nice. You said nymphotherapist?
Nymphotherapist.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It means you like
that. I don't know.
We're just literally saying words.
I don't know, because I was thinking about it while I was driving. I was like, what is my new identity? What am I? Who am I? Mm. And that spawned something else. Then the words nymphotherapist came to mind. And I realized that I first found the word nympho reading a Zane book. And I was like, I was like 11. I didn't know what it meant, but I was like, that is me. I aspire to be that. So I am just an insatiable therapist at this point.
There you go. Has anybody seen that show, Insatiable?
No. Is it the Netflix one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one with Debbie Ryan?
Yeah. Why do you know her name?
I'm like, why do you know names? Very a white weirdly woman? Knowing of like actors' names. Okay. And I get called on it all the time, but it's...
I'd be so like, the really one with like... You are a resource now.
Because I know people. A lot of useless information. And yeah. Debbie Ryan is
I
one
also
of them.
Knew her name, and I was like, I thought it was just me.
So now I have act... Because I don't know actors, actresses, celebrities. I don't know nobody. So
cool, like, I'm like that white woman.
So now I have you. When I'm just like...
Julia Roberts. That's who you were thinking.
Julia Roberts.
All right.
I didn't watch that because like society told me I wasn't allowed to watch it, so I didn't.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Society told me not to because it's controversial. I don't know if you did you see that there's controversy
around it? I saw the entire
thing. No, you saw the whole show?
Yeah.
Did you see the controversy around it?
I mean, is it her wearing the fat suit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought
and
that was
just
stupid.
Just like the fact that like she's not worth anything until after she loses all the weight.
Yeah. Or even that the only way she lost the weight, I don't know the show, but I heard the premise from a friend who was watching it this morning.
Yes.
But the only reason that she lost the weight is because she broke her jaw and couldn't
and
eat.
Got right.
Yeah. It was
what
a
type of bullshit?
Diet. It's really weird. And you kind of think like at every moment that they're going to like address these things.
No.
And they don't.
They don't.
There's like a, there's a character on the show who's like a femme guy.
Mm-hmm.
And like the whole time he's like not gay. And you're like, oh, okay. You know, just different depictions of men.
Yeah.
And then in the end, he's like, I'm actually bisexual. Yeah, it's really
was it good?
Interesting. It was entertaining, but I'm not going to say it was good. And it got really weird at the end.
I like the
Teen dramas.
Okay, yeah.
So
that's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Yeah.
I was just last night, like maybe two
watching
nights
Riverdale?
Ago. Honestly, no. I've heard of that show. I was just reading like Degrassi like bios.
Fan fiction? Oh.
But you're like... You're not with me at all. You're like, Riverdale?
You're not finishing the sentence.
Fan fiction? I'm just like, it's the most boring thing you can think of. I'm reading bios. Oh, I didn't know his birthday was that day. That's what I was doing.
That's
like,
how you found these useless
facts. Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what I do in the middle of the night. I like, I know which
remember
episode.
One episode where, oh, maybe it wasn't this show. Maybe it was just life, but... Somebody was like, what's Drake's birthday? And I said his actual birthday somehow.
October 24th. Yeah. See? Why? I need to know other things. Like, other things are more important. Why am I able to call that so easily?
These are the things that are important.
Clearly.
The fuck is this show about? Is it about Debbie Ryan? No. Oh, we already said what it's about. Never mind.
No, we didn't.
We didn't. It's the thing I literally say is a podcast about sex.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
It's been a long vacation.
Yeah.
If you're a new listener to this show, we were on vacation, and now we're fucking back.
We're back.
Yeah. Is everybody excited to be back?
I am. Yeah, I was afraid, and it was only been like 2 weeks,
this bitch was about to
but
quit.
I was afraid that I wouldn't know how to say welcome to Inner Ho Uprising correctly, and I was just like,
she was
I looked
in the mirror this morning,
guys,
like, welcome to the, you had
so
like a mental breakdown
just now, I was like looking at you guys, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to be the one to be like, welcome back to the, oh, and then that's what I was afraid of, but we did it, and I made it,
okay.
So here we are.
That's good to know. How do you feel about being?
Sorry. Irrational fears.
Yes, it's an irrational worry. Anxiety is like, no, bitch, you're just not going to get
that's it.
It.
As if you can't be retook.
I'm indifferent.
You're indifferent?
Indifferent.
Damn, nigga.
Damn.
But I don't know what it is. It's just like,
I thought you loved this show more than me at a point. But
I
clearly.
Do.
Nope. Because I'm mad excited to be back. Because I have all the free time in the world now, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah, I think it was, like I told you, the Gmail gave me anxiety. So it's like, I'm just like, I don't know how to move or get things back in order.
Something kind of interesting about this show is that, like, when it is in a lull, that's when it seems like more people find it.
Yeah.
Like, during the 6-month break, thousands of people just started listening to the show. Came back like, what the fuck? Niggas know who I am? Mm. So, on this show, we have two types of episodes. They are group episodes and interview episodes. On interview episodes, I, Sam, the principal host of this here show, and one of my rotating co-hosts, talk to folks with insightful perspectives on sex, love, dating, gender, and or race. And on group episodes, we all come together, like this one, to chat about sexual current events in the world, our lives, and or your lives. This episode is a group episode, but we have some really cool interview episodes coming up, like one with a cuck queen, one with the founder of ProHo University is coming up. We have a LGBTQ fraternity episode coming up, STI prevention.
It's gonna be lit.
It's gonna be a good time, lit season five. But yes, before we get into the chunk of this episode, we have a couple of little segments for you. They are as follows:
Bae of the Week,
where we talk about people who we find very, very attractive.
Hoe of the Week,
where we talk about you guys, the homies, the listeners, and the fans.
Self-care tip of the week,
where we give y'all some advice on how to take care of yourselves.
Pay a hoe,
where we beg for the money that we sometimes very desperately need, given that I am unemployed now.
And fuck me.
Oh, yeah, that's the segment where we talk about our sexual, romantic, and dating lives, and that's coming up in a bit. But if you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoeUprising so we can see it, and the hashtag PodIn, created by Berry of Podcasts in Color, so other people can see it.
Want to pay us to speak at your school or conference about sex positivity, black feminism, or other types of topics we discuss on this show? We'd love to do so. So to book us, send a line to ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. We trying to talk at your schools. Everybody's back in school now. How does it feel to be back in school, Rodix?
Damn. This is my last semester and I have 6 classes.
Bless up.
So it's like, yay, it's over, but it's gonna be the worst one. I've never taken 6 classes, and they're all the hardest classes.
They're all the hardest classes?
No, actually, three.
You don't
of
got
them
weather
are,
and climate up in there?
Nah, three of them are electives. But
basketball.
They have to be business electives. So it's
basket weaving, one-on-one
weaving.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Let's go.
They didn't even give me that option. I have like strategic human resources management and organizational behavior and corporate financial management, business law. Business law is going to be the fucking brutal one because the lady on the first day was just like hyperactive and very like, here are terms. And then I'm just like, she seemed fun, but I'm also like, I need to know all of these things. So as much as I'm having a good time, it's like, this is the first day and I already learned like 10 vocabulary words.
It's too much learning.
It's the first day.
Yeah, exactly. Are we supposed to just like read the syllabus together?
Yeah.
And bullshit around?
It's literally supposed to be, I walk in, you hand me the syllabus and say, hey, I'm going to mispronounce your name, but your name's Rebecca, so I'm just going to be like, oh, that's relief. And then I leave, and that didn't happen at all.
That's all the first day ever is.
Yeah.
Damn, the academic hoe in me is getting wet just hearing this. I need
no, yeah, it's exciting to be back, though.
10 vocabulary words in a day.
It's like in theory. For me, like, it's cute, like, oh yeah, you know, I'm gonna be back. Yeah, exactly.
Without the labor. Yeah.
Exactly.
On my last semester, for some reason, I signed up for transnational feminism.
Nice.
It was just too much reading the very first day, and I was like, I guess I'm not a real feminist because I dropped the fuck out of that bitch.
Yo, that was not how I was expecting it to go. I thought you were just gonna be like,
nah,
I got like a C
ponied
or,
up.
You're like, nah.
No, I didn't want to do that. I'm sorry.
What, feel like a fraud.
I want my feminism to be fun.
No, it was a fun class, but I was just like, that's too much work to do in my last semester. Yeah. I'm trying to chill.
Yeah.
I'm trying to chill the fuck out.
Make it out.
Dead ass. Mm-hmm. And maybe I wouldn't have done that. So, damn, bless.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
I'm just going to die.
Literally every person I've told how many classes has tried to talk me out of it, and I haven't had a single person who was just like, yo, you're going to do. They're just like, why would you do that? I'm like, because I'm just trying to finish. So, and then also, like, if I move it over to another semester, that's another $4,000.
My last semester of undergrad, I took 6. You got it.
See
it cool, did
that's
it.
Why I didn't. I didn't say
that's
I was
support.
Like, I see you. Yeah. You got this. You gonna make it to December.
Hey, nice.
That's it. And then I'll be free.
See you on the other side.
I'm waiting. Bay of the week. Oh, they're all my bays.
Yeah, yeah.
Did anybody ever see not Insecure, but he's in Insecure. Anybody ever see the Purge, the most recent Purge, the first Purge?
No. I know you're talking about them.
So it was like a Black Lives Matter version of the Purge or whatever, blah, blah, blah. I won't get into it. I would recommend it if you like the Purge movies and stuff like that. But that nigga Daniel from Insecure, he was in it and he was like, so it was like a woman lead and a male lead. And honestly, the woman lead, I hate when they cast leads who are supposed to be like from Philly or New York and they just talk like not that.
They can never mimic a New York accent.
Did you see Creed? Anybody see Creed? Remember Tessa? I love Tessa Thompson, but did you hear her fucking Philly accent in Creed?
Yep.
It's a John. Like, what are you talking about? No, it's not. That was really weird. And so was the lead in the first Purge. Like, she was supposed to be from Staten Island, but it didn't sound like it at all. But Elon Noel.
How do people from Staten Island sound?
Just like anybody from New York, okay. I would assume, but she didn't even sound like that. But this nigga, Daniel from Insecure, is actually from Jamaica, Queens.
What?
Where we are all from?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just wasn't sure about you anymore.
Yeah, you hesitated.
Of
all people?
You moved so much, bitch.
You moved so much, bitch.
I grew up the street from...
Me and Akua have been in Jamaica, Queens this whole time, except for those 3 years where I was in Manhattan.
Oh, that was a nice time.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have moved a lot, but like the first 17 years of my life, I was up this block from the Coliseum, like literally the center.
You are the most Jamaica, Queens of us all.
I'm like of all, but that makes sense though, because like I've lived in so many other places since then.
Yeah, but that nigga, he's from Queens and he was just very sexy in the movie, and he's also very sexy
in general.
Yeah, in the season of Insecure too.
I actually didn't realize how attractive he was until I saw that all the guys of Insecure did some spread where they were all
they spread their assholes. Nice.
Not that spread.
Damn
I'm
it.
Sure that's gonna be the next spread that they do. But the first spread was I don't even know what magazine it was. It was like some pool, because you know how like they always have like a floaty for their signature for Insecure.
Yeah, yeah.
So like it was a pool themed spread, and like he had this one picture by himself, and I was like, he's attractive.
That nigga's fine, yeah.
I think I've always been distracted by Lawrence, who I find extremely attractive. His name is Jay something.
Ellis.
Jay Ellis. Yeah, see, that was terrible because I'm supposed to be the one who knows all that.
Fake as
I've
fuck.
Always been distracted by him because I find him very attractive.
Hmm.
I don't know what, something about him.
I think hands down, Daniel is the most attractive on that show. And
absolutely.
This is coming from somebody who loves light-skinned fuckboys. Mm-hmm. But Dro is kind of ugly.
I think
I'm very attracted to him, but I know that he's kind of ugly at the same time.
I
don't know how that's possible.
I'm not attracted to him at all.
Well, yeah. I mean, off mic, we did say that we all hate light-skinned people, except for me.
Yeah.
And that you hated me.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Everyone knows that. None of that was a surprise. Was that a reveal? I say it once every episode.
Do you hate me because I'm me or because I'm light-skinned?
The women never
know. I don't know if it's inseparable at this point.
I don't think I've ever had to decipher
the two. I don't know if we can discern.
It's just a hate.
It might be your light-skinned.
It's
just different logs on the fire, honestly. But it all burns.
Akua, who's the most attractive person on Insecure in your opinion?
Male? Daniel.
Yeah.
Okay. Female.
But yeah, let's go to female now. I would say it's Molly without a fucking doubt.
I was thinking Molly and I had to like pull her into my brain to make sure.
Let me review her.
Like you the one, right?
And then Yvonne Orgy's a bad bitch. And her last name is Orgy, even though she's a virgin.
Nice.
But when she loses that virginity,
nice.
Orgies. Virginity is a myth, guys.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
But she just never had sex.
When she has sex for the first time, it's lit.
I don't know. I think Molly is objectively attractive, but I find Issa and all of her mannerisms, overall, it makes her more attractive to me because I don't like Molly's character. So, like, I don't know. I can't separate. I don't know if that's just me. I can't separate, like, the person from, like, their physical appearance, so I don't like
that's
Molly
real.
As much.
That's real.
And I think that's why I like Lawrence, because like he appealed to the liking deadbeat nigga part of me, where it was just like, yeah, wow, he looks like he needs help be fixed. I like him.
Damn.
Yeah. That's real though.
So you like Issa because she's quirky.
Yeah.
And you don't like me. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up. Some things can't be fixed, man.
Fuck you. My next bae of the week.
is the entire cast of Marsha's Plate Trans Talk. Mm-hmm. So I finally finished Pose because I have a lot of spare time on my hands now, which we'll talk about later. But yeah, I finally finished Pose, and that made me want to go back and listen to their Pose review series. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to them on, because we went to the DR, so I was listening to them on the flights back and forth. And for some reason, I never followed them on Instagram. You know when people are just like in your head, you're just like, I want to look at your face now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I went and I looked at everyone's face, and God damn. Those are some fine motherfuckers.
Yes.
Know how to podcast. So shout out to the entire cast of Marsha's Plate, Diamond, Z, and Mia.
I'm so glad you finished Pose.
That was a good ass show.
I love Pose.
Yeah. Did you watch Pose yet?
I don't watch TV.
You gotta start.
I watch Pose when I'm at work. I watch TV at home, to be honest.
Well, Pose was great.
Yeah. There's just one person who I just think their acting is terrible, but we won't get into that.
Who? Because
you know who I'm talking about.
Say it.
What is her actual name on the show?
The rival one.
The
evil mother.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember what her name is either. But yeah,
she
overacts. Honestly, the first couple of episodes, everybody's acting was kind of bad.
Yes. And I was like, the very first episode,
but everything else
is
so good. So I was like, nah, I'm in here. I don't care.
I was like, there's something so redeemable about this show. I'm gonna go to the next episode. But like the first episode could be,
and then the acting does get better.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I've actually heard the same critique.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's fine, the acting is bad.
I feel like that's fine. Like, because you think about like, oh, when filmmakers like don't cast trans people. Like, first of all, this is like a fully trans cast. Mm-hmm. Like, all the people who are trans are actually transgender people.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously the characters who are not or whatever. But so like when like filmmakers and casting directors are like, oh, this person wasn't like a good actor. They weren't a good fit for the role. Like. Build them up.
Yeah.
Because
that's
like,
exactly what
and
they
then
did.
You see the success of Pose, and you see that people gravitated towards it. Like, it's up to you as a person in privilege and a director who is not transgender to start casting transgender actors. And that's what they did, and honestly.
It was great.
Also, shout out to fucking India Moore.
India Moore. Yep.
That is a fine bitch.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But everybody on that, like the gay couple, the two boys.
Yeah.
They are so cute.
And I just love Evan Peters in general, and I know that's like controversial, but I fucking love
that
him.
That is really controversial.
I love him.
Sometimes he's really ugly. Sometimes he looks like, remember, did you watch American Horror Story?
Of course, that's where I know him
season
from.
Season 2, when he was the murderer, like that was what he, oh no, that was season 1.
Yeah.
He is that. Like, I think that Evan Peters is
and
that.
That's when I fell in love with him. I love him.
I love him.
Well, he looks like a garbage person, but honestly,
yeah,
like,
he looks like a trash human being.
He does. I think it appeals to the, like, and it's funny because last night I was just watching emo videos of, like, all
of
the
back
music.
In those days? Yeah, I used to love those
and
niggas.
And I was like, I see it. It's that aesthetic.
Yeah, I used to love those niggas.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Very attractive cast.
Yeah.
I'll save the last person because I just met them and I don't want to freak them out, but they are very attractive. later.
More on that later.
Yeah. Who are our hoes of the week?
Our hoes of the week are those that paid a hoe, and that is... G. Lori.
That's a cool name.
G. Lori H. The
nice.
H stands for hope. No.
Nice.
Mira H.
I love Mira.
Calvin Pierce Jr.
I love Calvin. Thank you very much for paying us. Also, shout out to Addie and Anna, who you met yesterday.
Yes.
You going to talk about it?
I got to talk. Oh, God. I'm not ready to be here.
You have to speak.
I'm not ready to be here, y'all. And there'll be more about...
She was just going
to
nod her head.
There's more about this in, upcoming in my fuck me. But,
okay.
Because the bitch don't feel like talking. But
that's fine. I guess.
So yesterday I was at an event that I was invited to by a nigga that I'm kind of dating.
Ooh, who's kind of dating someone? Wow.
And I'm sitting there with my wife and she walks up to me. She's like, are you Akua? And I'm like, bitch, are you trying to fight? Like in my
like
head,
that.
I'm just like,
yo,
how do
why
you
does
know
everybody
me?
Want smoke, man?
I don't know.
Deadass.
And then she's like, oh, I listened to Inner Ho Uprising and I heard your voice. My joy at an event. I'm
like,
so you know I'm drunk
across
and loud
the-
as fuck. That's how she heard me. And I was like, well, hey, girl. And she was telling me about how she wrote in once and how much she loved the show.
Wow.
We just got to schmoozing with her friends. And it was fun. So shout out to Anna.
That level.
And we are going to try to get her on for a really cool episode on being a graduate student and dating.
Guys,
if
you
ever
see one of us out on the street, I don't know why. I've gotten this like in DMs where people are like, oh, I didn't think that you would follow me.
Mm-hmm.
We are regular ass people. Yeah. Please come up to us. Please.
No, like, please. I don't understand why we have so many listeners in New York and ain't nobody asking me to go out for lunch. Right? Bitch, I'm at home doing nothing. I like eating lunch. Turkey slices.
You think ask I'm going to say
me
no?
Out. I like to go out and eat, bitch. Show me your new favorite restaurant.
That's
like,
it.
DM me. We're best friends now. These hoes go on vacations without me. You see, I don't got no friends.
Okay. We want to talk about people going on vacation without a people. I just got my vacation at the end. So.
Anyway. Nah, but yes, definitely approach us.
Yeah,
I will.
Sure.
I literally hug everybody that approaches me. Like, so we're family now. Give me a hug. How you doing? Yeah.
And I'm perpetually awkward, but at the same time, it's much appreciated most of the time.
And then it's there's Monique, who when Sam and I were out to brunch a couple weeks ago with our Bad Bitch Brigade podcast crew, she was also at the same brunch spot, and she was like, "Oh my God, it's an uprising," and I loved her energy. Yay. So hey, Monique, how
hey,
you
Monique
doing, girl?
Hey. Who's that last person there? I have to pour tequila instead of looking at my phone to read it.
Teo gave us music. Who Teo?
Oh, yeah. So Teo slid in. I requested people to send in music for the podcast for the next season that you guys will be hearing very shortly. And Teo was the only person who responded to that call. So Teo's friends are the only people who will be actually on the show. But shout out to Teo for looping me in with two very cool musicians. One did a song about consent. I can't wait to listen to it.
Nice. Ooh,
I haven't listened to it yet, but that should be pretty good. Or like not good, you know?
Could you imagine? I'm like, girl, don't speak too quick.
You
I'm
want
like,
it, bitch, or what?
Nah, I don't think it's
fuck
that.
Your consent. Fuck your consent.
Fuck
imagine just an entire consent. You open it and just like... Bitches can't say no.
Yo.
What else? Yo. Yeah, no. I couldn't imagine. I would just be like, this is absurd.
I have to close the laptop. I'm like, no.
Just be like, I don't.
Not right
throw
now.
Throw the whole computer away. Throw the whole Spotify away.
That's it.
No, I'm sure it's very good. I can't wait to listen. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
Last up, self-care tip of the week. And that is take a motherfucking break when you need to.
Hey.
Like we did.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need a fucking break. Sometimes you need a little vacation.
And don't feel guilty about it. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that's one of the things, right?
I don't know if it's like a society thing where it's just like,
it's
I
capitalism.
Should be
it is.
Doing something.
It capitalism. Is American capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sure is.
Yeah. Like, even the, like, idle hands are a devil's work job and, like, things like that.
True.
It's just like, nigga, chill. Like,
exactly.
Chill. I'm like, damn.
Nah, it's hashtag team no sleep, nigga.
Yo,
that's
I was just
very
reading
bad
about,
for your health, bro. Very.
Yeah, I was just reading about, like, the science of sleep and, like, as a society, we're just avoiding sleep and resting. And it's like, damn, like, you literally need that. And that's, like, frowned upon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, when you lose sleep, it's like you're more likely to have, like, heart disease and shit like that. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Get your sleep.
But it
guys.
Takes so long
to sleep.
Yeah.
not sure. I don't know how to respond to that anyway. It takes. Do you not like sleeping, nigga?
It depends.
I love sleeping. So.
Sometimes I love to sleep. Like I'll sleep for a very long time, and other times it's like, honestly, I hate sleep when I'm excited for something the next day.
If you would like to help sustain this podcast monetarily, you can do so by going to innerhoeuprising.com and clicking the tab "Pay a Hoe Once" or "Pay a Hoe Monthly." If you click the tab "Pay a Hoe Once," that'll take you to paypal.me/innerhoe, which is our PayPal account. You could drop in any donation that you want. You can drop in a dollar. Or you can drop in $6 million. PayPal lets you do that.
Yay.
I don't know if PayPal actually lets you do that. But how about you find out what the limit is?
Is anyone willing to test that?
Just send me $6 million real quick. I'm trying to see something.
Did someone hop into Facebook talking about they want to give us reparations? I was on vacation.
He was like, how much do you guys want? And
$6 million.
I was like, you can just go to the PayPal and type in any number you want and click send. You can also go to our Patreon and type in any number you want and we'll get that monthly.
You can send your reparations. You can support, you can also, in addition to PayPal, you can support a hoe on a monthly basis by subscribing to us on Patreon, and you can receive some perks while you're doing it. Easy way to throw some dollars towards the show because transportation and events are not cheap. And as you can see, every episode is not sponsored. So if you were able and you'd be so kind, please visit patreon.com/innerhoeuprising or click the pay a hoe monthly option on the site. Donate $2 and it'll give you early access to Innerhoe Uprising gatherings like the summer party that we threw in the summer. Mm-hmm. And people who were on on our Patreon got discounts for that, and they'll get discounts for stuff in the future. For the price of $5, you can get all of that, as well as access to some exclusive behind-the-scenes video content. Apparently, we're going to start shooting in 4K soon or something like that, so now you can see all of the pimples on my face.
Honestly, there's a huge... I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah. Let's not get...
You got to use that toner, man. Yeah. That apple cider vinegar toner.
I don't know about that. You feel very strongly about
I do. That is like, I will die on a hill for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That is
one of
the things.
Do you have oily skin?
That, yeah.
Oh.
That should change my life.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called oil, and that's what I have.
It. I have plenty of it. I can cook meals with this face.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to see that on Patreon, you can donate $5 a month. You can also donate less or more, anywhere from $1 a month to $6 million a month. Anything is appreciated. This is just a more consistent way to pay a hoe, pretty much spending what you would on like a monthly subscription service like Netflix or something like that, but to help your favorite hoes, and we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. So now let's go into the meat of this show.
Hey,
the real cock of the show. The labial lips, if you know what I mean.
Fat kitty energy.
Fat pussy energy. Hello, hello, this is Sam, the other Sam, not the one in the studio right now, but the one scrambling to record this in her home post-dig appointment to make sure that this episode goes up to you guys on time. So before we get into the segment, I actually just wanted to drop in to keep you guys abreast of two things. The first, every Sunday until the end of this season of Insecure, myself and my fellow co-hosts host a watch party at a very dope Black and Latinx-owned bar called Love Story. We drink, we watch the previous episode, we watch the new episode, we talk shit, we play games, we dance. It's awesome. Actually, last week, one of the cast members from Insecure was actually in the building with us to drink and watch the show. It was really cool. Actually, in the words of Issa Rae, it was hella dope. Come through this Sunday to Love Story. More information on that in the description of this episode, but we would love to see you there. I think there's like two episodes left of the show, so please come through. Insecure Sundays, hosted by Inner Hoe Uprising and a very dope organization called Bruh Move, all at Love Story. It's super cool. Come through. Hope to see you there. The second thing is that if you're in New York City the weekend of September 22nd, you should also come see us at Sex Expo. So Sex Expo is a consumer expo dedicated to the promotion of sexual wellness through proven sex ed and quality intimacy products. So Inner Hoe Uprising will actually be in the building. We'll be in a booth chatting with the masses and spreading the good IHU name and doing a little bit on the stage. We'll also be selling merchandise, and you can come meet us. So if you want to see us talk, if you want to buy merch, if you want to just take a picture with us, if you want some free swag, come through to our booth. We'll be there the Saturday and the Sunday. That's September 22nd and September 23rd at the Brooklyn Expo Center. You can see the link in the description of this episode, and please be sure to RSVP to get your free swag bag. Not our free swag bags, but the actual Sex Expo swag bags, which are super cool. But also make sure to get there early. I went last year as simply a consumer, and I didn't get there in time, and I missed out. So make sure you RSVP and make sure you get there early. And then come see IHU and come see mad other cool people who are going to be in the building. Yep, that's it. That's enough of my spiel. Let's get into these vacation host stories.
Fuck me.
You guys need to go because I need to hear about this trip. So
okay, I'll go first because mine was the least interesting. I was very I had a great time. No. I meant like in terms of hoedom.
Yeah, I mean, it was just you and Bryce.
Yeah,
but there are some cool motherfuckers.
Are we
Rodeca and Bryce?
Why do you say that?
You have good vibes.
Longest amount of time that you've ever spent with us.
Yes, that's definitely true. I mean, I've never spent five full days.
That's a fact.
With you ever?
Yeah.
But. Nah, like, they're really nice. They're trying to get you the dick at all costs.
Yeah.
They fucking coordinate their outfits and shit like that.
Not on purpose.
And they just roll cool as fuck, son.
I wish it was on purpose. Cool. I was like, I need that.
They're just cool. No, I like that it's not on purpose, because it's just like, oh yeah, we just woke up cool and shit like this.
We on the same wave.
One day we walked up and Sam was just like, you guys are just gonna stunt on this vacation. I was like, yo, I swear to you, like,
but they did. Like, it was so crazy. First of all, Bryce has like mad bandanas and shit like that. Yeah. I didn't know Bryce was that fashionable, but he fucking is. Mm-hmm. And this bitch had a choker for every outfit.
Yes, with the accessories, literally.
Like, not even the outfits that mattered. Like, she had a fucking airport choker. This bitch was dying in the airport of a cold, and was just like, yeah, but I look great. I look great doing it.
I was shivering with a magic choker. And yes. Sam was like, yo, did you just get a bag of chokers? I was like, yes, $10 on Amazon. It's a bag of chokers.
Self-care tip of the week.
You can get a fucking bag of everything's on Amazon. That's what the self-care tip
every
week.
And it'll come in 2 days via Prime.
Exactly.
Jeff Bezos paid me for that fucking spot just now, okay? Like, shit.
But yeah, for me, I guess I kind of like, I had a great time. I had a great time with everyone.
Yeah.
I thought that it was real. The vibes were really cool. Everyone was really just down to have a great
group
time.
Of people.
Yeah. And like me and Bryce, I think we got like closer this trip because we were just like mad chill. Like I was like, yo,
it was just like everybody else was kind of like off the walls and stuff like that, except for Christina.
Yeah,
Christina, but like everybody else just had like things going on.
Yeah,
and you
yeah,
guys
yeah.
were just a support system.
We were
to
just
us all.
Riding with it and just like laughing and like we were just like, this is hilarious. Like these people are great. And like he was just like the most relaxed that I've seen him. Just because like. He's always like doing things and always like busy in the hustle bustle of like the world. So like seeing him like, yo, let's do this. And I was like, what, this is, you're a great
person.
Yeah,
he was really just trying to have a good time.
Yeah. And it was fun. It was just genuine fun for both of us. Like we were like in the room, just like cracking up and watching like Spanish shit. And
the
just
fuck were y'all like, laughing at?
Yo, honestly, it was just like niggas, like we would walk. Okay. There was weird parts. Like we would walk up to a person in the caddy and we'd like, yo, can you take us somewhere? And they just straight up say no. And we'd look at each other and be like, wait,
that
what
resort was an interesting
it was
resort.
Very weird. There was like, it was a good time amongst us, but like
I didn't love the resort.
The resort had things honest. Where it was just like, wait, what?
The disco smelled like vomit.
It did. And we went
every single day.
We went 5 nights.
Yeah,
like,
we went
every night,
time
every night. And it did
it
not
never
change.
Smelled any better.
It was like, did anything happen? Like, and I know it sounds bad because we made the best of it and like we had a good time. Don't think we didn't have a good time.
No, yeah, it was a great
but
trip
it smelled
but...
like it smelled like vomit. And like people were clearly drunk in there at one point in time and every time.
And it's just like, is it just residual vomit?
Yeah.
Or
I think there's just like no way to get
are they
that
just
smell
topping up the vomit? Like, is it happening every day?
It's the same smell.
Are they just
though.
Washing with the same bucket of the
Ooh,
vomit?
That's probably
mop?
What it is.
Like the
it
Wendy's was, on Jamaica Avenue. That's kind of what it smelled like, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't eat Wendy's because of that. And now I'm never going back to a Dominican party because of that. Just, no, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
I'm just kidding. But I will not eat at Wendy's.
I think as a group, like, we wanted everyone, not in the least drama-filled way, but it was kind of like, get that dick, you know? Like, we were just like, I wonder if, like, we were like, yo, I hope, like, we were like, yo, I hope Sam gets that dude that she wanted, like, and he was like, how are we gonna make this work? Like, that's how we were having fun. Like, it was a good time.
I accept him. I love him.
I accepted him this trip, too. It made me accept him more. We both looked at each other, and we were just like, it was, again, it was one of those things where it's just like, it was like hanging out with your friend, and me and him were just like, yo, you're cool, man. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened.
That's
like,
how I was looking at you guys, too.
Nice. Yeah, it was cool. It was a good time. And he was just like, he was really fond of you. He was really fond of everybody. But, like, you're sitting here in front of me, so I figured I'd tell you. But he was just like, yo, Sam's really cool. Like, a lot of stuff. Like, yeah.
Bryce has slides where the slide part
is pocket.
It's a pouch that zips. He can hold things in his slides.
I don't know.
I've never seen that before.
I found that he could drive. I've never driven with him before. He doesn't have his license yet, but he's a very...
We'll talk about that later.
He's a very
good driver. All right, bitch. If you want to fight right now, you can fight right now, or you can fight later.
You know what's funny? Speaking of fighting, me and Sam found out that we're apparently like some hood ass bitches because like every 5 minutes we were like, who wants smoke? And like we were just, and I'm like, we looked at each other like, we're not these people. We don't fight.
No,
but
no,
we were ready.
That is Samantha.
No, Samantha's a hood ass bitch. I'm not that person.
I found out.
There's also something about when you're in like a party environment or a vacation environment, white people like to try it.
Yeah.
And in general, people like to try it. So like when we were in New Orleans, for example, or whatever, and that bitch touched my ass and I was like, All right, so we're going to have to fight.
Yeah.
So something happened in the DR that activated that in me.
Yeah.
It's that environment.
Yeah.
And also on the train.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, there's everywhere. Other...
If I said someone was messing with me, Smith, like, so you want to fight or not, where are they at? So it's any time.
Okay. Balance. It's balance, mm-hmm. honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a good time. I had a good... I want to say wholesome, but it wasn't wholesome because we were drunk the entire time.
Literally the entire time.
The entire time.
That's the point of that resort, though.
Yeah.
Because the food was trash. The food was tridash. I'm trying to wonder if I should say the name of the resort right now. But I won't. You could DM me personally.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go and you have, like, a group of friends and you, like, have a budget that's not, like... Because the other resorts are way more expensive.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
So if you have that and you have, like, good people and you want to get fucked up, because all the people there, like, if you ordered water, they literally laughed at you. They were like, mojito?
And the bartenders were, like, drunk, too. Yeah. Like, they would get drunk with you.
The bartenders would get drunk with you. Like, everybody was taking shots. Like, it was a regular thing. So if you want to get fucked up and be fucked up pretty much 24 hours a day, then go there.
Yeah.
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 I tried to stop some days. I think some days, like, I got to, like, 5 o'clock, and I was not drunk. And I was like, this is weird.
The day that I stopped was the last day, because I wanted Sabla to get fucked up.
Yeah, that was
And I
great.
Was just like, well, I can't be fucked up if Sabla's fucked up, because we're going to miss our flight.
Yeah.
So, and I was kind of, like, over it. Yeah. I already got the dick that I wanted, and then I got more
dick.
Yeah, I got...
You got the bonus dick. You did. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Sabla did get fucked up.
She did.
She had
and I really
time.
Had to, like... bitch no here like here's two shots, here's a beer, here's whiskey, here's tequila, wait but there's rum in the room, okay, now drink that, but here's water too.
Yeah I'm glad that everybody else had a good time. And I remember when I was telling you, like, I'm like, Sam found out that I always walk up to people and I'm like, how are you all the time. And, like, when I found that, like, the last person that I wanted to have a good time with Sabla, because, like, I need to make sure she had a good time. More that later. But she, like, the last night when she was fucked up, like, we were all looking at the stars and shit, and it was, like, a big ocean and stuff, and she was just like, I don't ever want to leave. And I was like, oh, this is such a
Sabla
good
was
time.
Mad cute on the last day. Yeah.
And she was just, like, talking about, like, the water, and, like, we were just, like, chilling. We were having a good time.
Nigga, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cry. Yeah. I think that was, like, my favorite part of the trip.
Yeah.
Spending a vacation with you and Sabla.
Oh.
This never happened before. And now I want it to happen again and again and again.
Nigga, why are you in that? Such beauty.
Nah, that
was
good.
A good time. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It was. But I mean, that the reason why I got mine out the way is because my shit's mad wholesome. But like,
how about the first day I crashed the car? Ha!
That was the first day.
It was the first full day.
Yeah.
It was the first full day.
Oh, Sam, what are you?
Yeah. Should I start from the trip or just, like, in life, nigga?
Life. Start in life, man. Because I mean, back up.
I lost my job. I think that's where to begin. That happened before all of the things that I've written down. Yeah, that happened before all of the things that I've written down. So I guess I'll start with that. I don't want to talk too much about it because, like, that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
But, like, damn. That was really unexpected. I feel like I've gone through, like, major life traumas now. Like, lost a parent, ended a very long-term relationship, got laid off.
Y'all hear adulting and shit. Damn.
Exactly. That real shit.
That was crazy. We were just, like, called into, like, a meeting, and there was, like, really random people in the meeting, and I was in every group chat, like, I'm about to lose my job. I'm about to lose my job. And everybody was like, no, you're not. You're about to get praised. And then 2 seconds later, I was like, niggas just got laid the fuck off. Yeah, that was weird, man. Mm-hmm. And very traumatic, but... everything's okay now, kind of. I'm, like, doing gig work and stuff like that, and also taking a much needed break from, like, capitalistic society and all of the bullshit. So yeah, just want to start with that in case you wanted to go to paypal.me/
and donate that $6 million
that we apparently need.
There's no upper limit. We'll make it work. Don't worry about it.
I think my saddest thing about that is just, like, damn, I just got health insurance. Yeah. So that happened. Haha. Remember when we did our wrap-up episode and I was like, well, you guys already know this, but... And I was like, I'm gonna fuck the boy who I was in love with in middle school. I did it.
Yes, you did.
I did it.
I did.
Yeah. That was... Nice. So we were at the day that I got laid off, I was actually supposed to go on a date with another boy, and then I got laid off and I was like, sorry, nigga. And I had been I had been rescheduling with that nigga for a long time, and I was actually supposed to meet up with him after he came back from DR too, and I was like, I'm sick. So that's fucked up.
All those things are true though.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
That's the craziest
thing.
It's just like,
it's not in the works.
Yeah,
for him
exactly.
At the point.
Fate just doesn't want this to happen. And then the next day after work, I was supposed to meet up with a middle school boy to like get drinks after work or something like that, and he was like, how's work? And I was like, haha, about that. I don't have a job anymore. So I took like a week to myself of not seeing niggas, and then I don't know, one time he was at work or whatever, and then he was just like, oh, want to meet up today? And I was like, yeah. And that was me going to his house, which I kind of didn't want to do, just because it wasn't so much me wanting to have sex with him, even though I did want to do that, but I was just like I really used to like that kid in middle school. Like, I used to say that I literally loved that kid in middle school, and I didn't ever think that he felt any way towards me, because I was awkward and I was really quiet and weird and just like I am right now.
I was just about to say,
but like not cute.
There you go.
Shut up.
You are very cute.
The glow up is real, y'all.
No. Yeah.
Oh, I hate you guys.
Really. Not for me.
Oh, you're damn. Fine. Nah.
I look exactly the same.
That's how I feel about myself too.
That's how I feel about myself.
Just like niggas know how to do makeup now.
Yeah,
niggas
really. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yo. We used to just like slide on huge globs of,
man.
Yeah, we're better.
Those were stupid days. I used to fill in my eyebrows like, what the fuck? Anyway. But yeah, so we were talking actually the day that we were meeting up, and I don't know, I actually saw him at Curlfest.
Oh.
And he was walking by, and I was like, hi. And I said it really quietly, and then he kept walking by, and
oh,
I was
I
like,
remember that.
Yeah, I told you that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm never gonna say hi ever again. And he walked past again, and I was just like, haha, I'm gonna pretend to not see you. And then I told him about that later, and I was like, yeah, I did that because I'm mad shy or whatever. And then for the day that we were supposed to meet up, he was like, yeah, don't be shy again. And then I was like, yeah, whatever. And then he was like, I'm not gonna front, I'm kind of shy too when I see people from that era in my life who I used to like. And I was like, me? You used to like me? And then he was like, yeah, you know that already. And I was like, no, I don't. And he was like, I literally told you that a year ago. So 2 days after my mom passed away, for some reason, he slid in my DM.
Wow.
And we did talk, but I don't remember any of what we said. So he might have very well said this, and it literally deleted from my mind, because trauma is real.
Yeah. You were going through things.
And I'm just like, damn, I thought I had a sharp memory, but like,
nah.
Yeah.
Trauma's
I don't
real.
Remember him saying that at all. Like, it literally just did not happen. Like, not even like, you know when you're blackout drunk, but you have like little instances of what happened? Nothing. I don't remember him saying that at all. But I knew he wasn't lying when he was like, yeah, and I was so surprised when you said you liked me back, and I was like, oh, shit.
How do you tell a nigga shit?
Exactly. The tea has been spilled. Oh, no. Don't look at me anymore. Yeah, so we talked about that earlier in the day before we met up, and I was just like, all right, like, I'm with the shits. Like, this is cool. So I went over to his house, and we played video games for a really long time, which...
Which game did you play?
We played Brawl. Does anybody know what that is? It's a fake version of...
Tekken?
No, it's a fake version of Super Smash Brothers.
Oh.
But I don't play any video games. So he was like, okay, you
That's
play now.
That's why I was
now.
So intrigued by this story.
Like, it's not Kingdom
what?
Hearts. I've never played it. But yeah, so we were playing that, and he was like, you play now. And he was like trying to like direct me and shit. And that's something that I would think was cute like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But I used to love this nigga, so I thought it was cute at 26 years old. And he was like getting high and shit. And I was like, should I get high with this nigga?
No.
we both said no, please.
I still did not do it. But a part of me was like, wow.
That's some shit I would do. Like, all right, I'm gonna get some crazy anxiety, but let's do it right now.
I really considered, but I just had wine, so I had the wine on me or whatever.
No, that's good.
Yeah, and then we started watching my least favorite X-Men movie. Wow, yeah, everything.
Which one is your least favorite?
No, that wasn't my least favorite. My least favorite is the one where Wolverine goes to Japan.
Oh, yeah.
That is by far the worst film of all time. Not just
Wolverine or Origins 2, right?
Yeah, but it actually wasn't Origins. They just called it Wolverine. X-Men Origins Wolverine was totally different. Oh. I don't know. They just gave that nigga Hugh Jackman way too many films or whatever. But anyway, I was talking shit about Hugh Jackman. He was like, oh, we got to watch this or whatever. So we watched it. Just things that, like, I wouldn't really care about, but I've loved this nigga for so long. So I was just like, this is great. I'm having a grand old time.
He also had a very teenager time.
Yes. It was a really, like, if we were 19, this would have been like, oh my God. But I was elite. Still like that.
Yeah.
I was still like that, being like 4 years away from 30.
Because she liked this nigga.
Kind of pathetic, but yeah, I was just mad happy. And then I was like, my feet are cold. And he was like, get in the bed. And I got my little ass in that bed.
You did.
I'm hollering. But it was just like, this is a teen drama. Yeah. And I am Drew motherfucking Barrymore. I don't know. I was just so happy. And then we were like talking and stuff like that. And he was like doing little mannerisms that reminded me of when he was 12, which was weird. But I was like, that is so cute. Mm. Why are you touching my like little wrist thing like that? And then, I don't know. He was just talking a lot and being really high. So I kissed him. And then, yeah, we fucked three times or two times. Nice. Yeah. Okay, so it's really been the summer of, like, skinny, light-skinned niggas with large penises. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that I enjoyed it. Because imagine, like, you fuck someone who you used to love when you were 12, and it's the worst sex that you've ever had. I would have been so sad. It wasn't the best sex that I've ever had. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it was good coupled with just, like...
I've always loved him.
Exactly. The elation. Like, at one point, I was like, I could cry. I'm not going to cry, but... I could cry. Yeah. And then he was like, get the fuck out of my house. Not like that. So we fucked twice or once. No, we fucked once. And then he was like, are you going to sleep here? And I was like, I don't know. Am I? Like, as I live up the block, I could easily go home or whatever. And he was like, it's up to you. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? So we were like sleeping, and then it led into sex again. And then after that sex, he was like, and it was like, it was actually like 5 o'clock in the morning or whatever. Oh, and he really did have work in like 3 hours, but he was like, nah, you really have to go though.
Niggas. Niggas.
But the way he framed it was like, you're gonna like distract me or whatever if you stay.
Oh, okay. I really thought he said, nah, you really have to go though.
And he did say that. But afterwards he said, because you're gonna keep distracting me from going to sleep. Okay. And at other points he was just like, yeah, I just like talk so much when I'm around you or whatever. And then honestly, he was like, when he used to like me in middle school, he was like, he liked me because I would listen to what he had to say or whatever. And he reminded me of his awkward, shy self before he had his little glove. So, I don't know. That made me feel good.
Yeah.
Thank you for validating me.
We will always validate you.
I was starting to feel insecure.
No.
Yeah. We're just like niggas.
Huh?
So we were just like niggas. Yeah. Niggas don't know how to communicate or frame things.
Yeah.
In nice words.
And then the next few days after that, I was like trying to talk to him a little bit, and he would like take mad long to respond, and I was just like, oh, man. That kind of sucks, man. Mm-hmm. And then one time he randomly popped into my DM and was like talking a lot about himself. And I'm like, I still love you. So tell me your whole life story. And then that kind of died off or whatever. And then when I was on vacation, he was just like sending like eyes in my DMs and shit like that. And I'm just like, okay, well, I still love you, so please keep sending them along. And then 3 hours ago, he asked me, what you doing?
Niggas.
W-Y-D. The infamous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love niggas.
I don't know how I feel about
that. We're talking about you, nigga. That's what she's
saying. I don't know how I feel about that. At first, I was, like, kind of embarrassed, because I was like, damn, this was, like, this meant so much to me, and... Yeah. You probably just got some pussy. I don't know. It was weird how he was just like, yeah, I liked you so much or whatever. And he like remembered like these like very specific details about me in like...
I don't think he was lying about
that. The worst time of my... Like the most awkward, trash Samantha time of my life. I don't know. That made me feel good.
I feel like
good.
Sometimes men can get awkward in those things and not know how to respond or continue interacting with you, and then just start doing these things where they just don't communicate. Yes.
Yeah. Are you giving them the benefit of the doubt right now?
I feel like
I am. Are you giving trash niggas too much?
Oh, no, not all trash niggas.
Like, is he actually trash?
I don't know that if there's anything that, because I don't know, I guess he could be ultimate trash and just have not spoken at all. Like, he could just fucking block you. Niggas do
could
that.
You imagine it, whenever I fuck somebody who I want to keep talking to afterwards, I'm like, so you're gonna talk to me ever again? I literally say those words, and he was like, of course I am. Skirt. No, I'm just kidding. He did wait until I got inside. Did he? I don't even remember. Damn. That's imagine important. If he didn't. That's one time important. Akua drove off without me getting inside.
Oh,
that was like, oh,
really?
When was that?
It's like a year ago.
Oh, Sam still hurt, yo.
No, but then she was like, I didn't even check to see if you got inside, Sam.
See, I must have some place to go. Right there. Because, like, there was one time I couldn't see Samantha in her doorway, so I backed my car up. Like, who was going to take her from her backyard? I don't know. But I was like, I need to see this bitch get in this. Get and inside. I, like, reversed my vehicle to see her. So to hear that I pulled off and she hadn't even stepped on her porch, just like, what? And the fuck was I going?
Cooling me with the skirt.
I am so sorry for that. I don't know where I was going.
Nah, it's cool.
Probably with some dick.
I'm sorry. And in that case, it's very cool.
I'm listening to your story, and I don't think that if I was in the situation, there was anything that I would have done differently. So I just feel like there's no honestly, like, I afterwards, like, I wasn't going to do anything, but after I heard, like, this story, I was like, I'm going to look up some niggas that I loved in fucking middle school. Just to see what's going to occur. You know? Yeah. I literally would have followed, like, every footstep.
I don't think I did anything wrong.
No.
But it just building it up in my mind to just be like, we're gonna marry each other.
Oh no, that's me. That's me after a really good first date at 26. I don't know what the problem is.
Riding that wave too.
Yeah.
Relation, yes.
You held the door open for me.
Exactly.
Your children.
So to say, like,
I'm
marrying them. What are we naming them?
Yeah, exactly.
There are three of them.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and to have this for so long.
Yeah.
And to see it come to fruition, like,
literally my biggest crush. Ever.
Like the real one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, little Samantha inside of me was
she was lit.
I'm 12, but we smashed that dude, man.
Yay.
Noice.
Can I still talk the exact same way?
She's just looking in the window pane, just like, you did it.
I'm proud of you.
Yes. Yeah, I did that one for you.
These are the life accomplishments.
That's it.
Yeah.
Who else you fucking?
So on to DR.
Yeah.
So yeah, crashed the buggy the very first day on the buggy tour. Okay, so hey, we can track back. First day, got there, asked you what's the dick looking like. You literally said it's scarce.
I did.
And it was scarce.
Yes.
So we went to, so there's like an on resort club that you can go to or whatever. It's called the disco.
Yep.
I think that's just what they call dance parties.
Yeah.
In the Dominican Republic.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So we go there the first night or whatever, and I'm just like looking. I'm just on the hunt. I'm on the prowl or whatever. Wasn't nobody there. And then I saw a big nigga with a beard.
Mm-hmm.
And I specifically asked you, is it the beard or is he cute? And you too did not know the answer. I disregarded it. I casted him to the side. And then there was another nigga there who was kind of with him or whatever, and the nigga with the beard was big and the other nigga was medium to small, so I called him the schmedium nigga.
Yep.
And we called him that until we learned his name.
Yep.
Schmedium. So he was there and he was cute, but he had boots on. I don't know if I said that to anyone.
Not at all.
I don't know if I said that to anyone, but I was just like, what the fuck is up with that?
Boots? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I
don't like Tim's.
Oh, God. Well, it's funny that you say that. Remember that. We'll bring it up later.
Ooh.
But no, it wasn't Tim's. It was just like boots. I mean, it was something that you could wear like in New York, like not in the Dominican Republic.
I was gonna say, if you guys are not familiar with tropical weather, boots are not ideal.
Yeah.
At all.
I don't know what was up with that. I mean, they were like nice boots, but I was just like looking at them with his pants just like,
like wearing LeBron's on a cruise boat.
Like what?
Like wearing LeBron's on a cruise.
Yo, this trip was really like, jokes and weird.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
Oh, man, what the fuck? So I remember, like, going up to the bar just to see if, like, either of them would try to talk to me or whatever, because I'm stupid and petty. And nobody did. So I went to sit back down, and I was just like, all right, let me just pre this nigga for the rest of the night. Pre means look in patois. And see what happens. And I did. And then I preed for too long, and then he was with a fake version of Akua.
Yo, that's what we called her.
I was texted about this. Yeah.
Straight up.
I told Samantha fight
this. She just, like, she was thick. She had a baldy, it was blonde, she had a fat ass, she was wearing things a cool would wear, she had glasses.
She was an attractive person.
Yeah.
For sure.
She was just, but just not you. She wasn't as attractive as you.
No.
And she was not as attractive as me.
No.
So just to see them boot up, I was just like, damn, son. But I was also like, all right, get yours. But like the next day, like, they were get me, nigga. But then the next day they were still together or whatever. So the next day was that buggy tour. Mm-hmm. And I saw that they were on the buggy tour, and I was like, and my whole purpose of the trip wasn't dick, guys, but this is a podcast about sex, love, and dating, so I'm telling it from the dick perspective. But, like, obviously I was excited to be on the tour, blah, 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 but I was also just like, I'm gonna weasel my way into fucking that nigga. And I saw that he was on there, and I was like, oh, it's lit. And then I crashed into a tree. Like, what kind of game is that?
I was like, it's not funny, but it's kind of like, what?
Okay, like, so we were going over, it was like a dune buggy tour, and there was a lot of sand, a lot of mud or whatever.
And they didn't warn you about this.
They didn't warn me about the mud. And honestly, when the mud was happening, I was like generally going slow, but then Saba was like gassing me, and she was like, oh shit, it's lit, bitch, or whatever, yeah.
Yes.
And then I was like, yeah, the fight is lit. So like I went a little too fast over this mud shit or whatever, and like mud got on my glasses and shit like that, and I was just like, oh shit, I don't really know where I am. And then I opened my eyes again, and we were careening left, and I tried so hard to make it back right, and we never went back. We went straight into a tree. Damn, yo, that buggy was fucked up. Did you see it?
Yours?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it.
The wheels were like not in the right
direction. I didn't even know what was wrong until like,
that's
because
good.
We were like four like buggies behind you.
Yeah.
So we could see the guy who was leading you, because I think you were first.
Yeah, we were first.
Yeah.
Which was also a part of the witness, because Sabo was like, yeah, everybody's fucking behind us, yeah, bitch. Yeah, yeah, you a speed demon.
And I was like,
how the fuck, yeah? How the fuck, yeah? Almost killed that bitch, so, son.
Like, just so you know, nobody was aware of the fact that you
so
crashed.
I could have said nothing this
you
whole time.
You could have honestly said nothing. Honestly, because all I, like, when we pulled up next to you, you were, like, over on the side.
And I was and smiling. I was,
like, and you were smiling. And I was smiling. So I was like, what? You saw me. I was like, what's wrong? And you're like, nothing, man. And I was like, all right. I was like, maybe something happened to like the steering or something.
Nah,
I
crashed
know.
That shit,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, yeah. That,
I ran that shit into a tree.
When we pulled up to the beach, like, yeah. We pulled up to the beach, and I was like, what happened? And like, yeah.
Yeah, man. Shit got really real.
Shit got real.
You know what's really crazy? They were like, yeah, we'll just drive you the rest of the time. And I was like, no.
Oh, shit.
Good for you.
No.
I'm good.
And then one of the niggas was like, do you have a license?
And I was like, yeah.
I don't.
Not at all.
I'm out here riding dirty as fuck. But yeah, the rest of it was fine. I didn't crash again.
Nope.
Could you imagine if I did, though?
No.
Don't make that a thing. No.
That would have been fucked up.
It was an incident. Like, it was really like mud
it was
in
an
your fucking
yes.
glasses.
It was an
so,
accident.
Yeah.
An
yeah.
accident occurred.
But it injured our friend.
Yeah, Sabla had like a swollen ankle and shit like that. I also had like a bruise on my knee that I didn't feel until much later. It was the adrenaline going or whatever. But yeah, it just wasn't like flirt with niggas kind of time.
Yeah. That wasn't ideal at all.
Exactly. Yeah. But then we got on the bus going back. And okay, just to be, because this weaves into the story, there was a nigga who liked one of our friends on the trip, who's also in the gang of niggas with the beard and the schmedium or whatever. So we'll call that nigga Cigar.
Cigar.
Yes, that is a good name for him, which you'll find out about later. So Cigar was also there, and I was talking to Savla, And I was just like, damn, nigga, I'm sorry I hurt you or whatever. And she was fine about it or whatever. Yeah, I was talking to her. And then the cigar nigga who we had already encountered because he liked one of our friends was like, oh, it was you who crashed? And I was like, oh, no, because he was sitting next to the boy who I was trying to talk to. And I was like, yeah, it was me that crashed. And he was like, ha, that was you. The boy who I like. He's like, that was you?
Damn.
And so it was a southern-ass accent. And I was like, yeah, that was me. And he was like, where are y'all from? And I was like, New York. And he was like, oh, that's right. New Yorkers can't drive. And that happened. And that was like our first encounter. Yeah. And then we got off the bus and got back to the hotel. And then I was going to the front desk to get Sawboss and Band-Aids. And we saw each other again. And he was like, we meet again. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to have my mouth on that dick again later. But obviously that didn't happen then. Went to the front desk. They didn't have Band-Aids. What the fuck was that resort? I don't know. That resort was kind of like not the best.
It was strange. It was strange.
Whatever, man. Fine. And then, yeah, saw them again at the actual disco.
We literally met up with these niggas 80 met different times.
Boy.
We went on an excursion. A nigga was there. Like literally they paralleled everything
that
we did.
They lived in my building.
Okay. There you go.
And the nigga who I'm talking about literally lived four doors down from me the entire time. And I did not know that. I did not know that up until
a very
funny moment.
There were times we were looking for him and he was just right there.
Don't say that on the show.
I'm sorry. Not actively, fairly passively.
So we went to the disco that night and I saw them again and I was like, oh, we meet again. And I like took his phrase and I saw the way he looked at me and I was like, yeah, you want this fucking pussy? I can tell. I can tell. And then didn't see them again for the rest of that night, which really bothered me. And yeah, that's when I looked. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Fine. I looked.
It was in a circumstantial type of thing.
Whatever. I was trying to get, there was a mission. There was a goal to accomplish.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think it's You know how I get on my... I be stalking niggas. So I'm like, what is the problem? Why can we not say we were looking for this nigga? Y'all can judge me if you want, but we get the dick every time, so...
So the next morning, we had a cruise to go on around 3, but it wasn't 3 yet. And we went to the pool, and I saw that nigga with the fucking Akua again. Just macking with the fake Akua, and I'm just like, is this a lost cause, bro? Like, is this done or whatever? So then I saw his friend Cigar later, and he was like, oh, what, y'all got a cruise today, right? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, what time? And I was like, 2. And he was like, oh, I think mine is at 1. And in my head, I was like, nothing leaves from this resort at 1.
Nothing.
So what are you talking about? So we got on the bus, and of course his friends weren't there, but he was there.
Yeah.
And they were calling names for the cruise. They never called his name. And I was listening for his name, too. And one of our friends had the same name as him. And he was also listening for the same name. And he only heard his name. So we were all just like,
why
nigga?
Are you
so then,
here? So just to cut, this nigga Cigar
Boy.
Was actively trying to juggle two women amongst our group, right?
I didn't know it was me, though.
It
only became me after this.
No, so the conversation that you had was the same conversation that he had with the other person in our group, where he was like, oh, what are you doing today?
Yeah, yeah.
And she was just like, I'm going on a cruise. He's like, I think mine's at 1. Like, knowing that we're all together and knowing that you're going to bump into both of you guys.
No, but he wasn't after me until the cruise. He just said that because he was just trying to get intel or whatever. He was being weird or something like that. Or maybe he had forgot what she said.
I thought you guys had an interaction before that.
We had mad interactions, but I know that it was after this interaction.
Okay.
So, and I know why now. I know what the fuck I did wrong. So we were on that cruise or whatever, and he was like doing kind of weird shit. So we snuck on the cruise because no one ever said his name. And then he heard a girl's name, and he went up to the person who was doing the name call, and he was like, oh,
did
you say?
The person who did the name calling went up to him was like,
He was like, if there's anybody whose name I didn't say, he raised his hand.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why he did that.
And he said Daniel, right?
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. So he said he said a woman's name or whatever. And then he was like, no, it's actually supposed to be this name. And we were looking at him like, okay, that's weird. And then like Sabla had like a cigar because we had like a cigar tour before, and he like asked Sabla to use her cigar for a picture, and Sabla's spit was all over the cigar. So this nigga was like a weird nigga. He was also by the pool in a bathrobe. Which
from
is
the,
weird.
From the room.
Yeah, in a durag, but whatever. Anyway, he was kind of a weird nigga. So I went up to him at a quiet moment and I was like, and obviously, like, it was a cruise, it was a booze cruise, my ass was out. He saw the ass, he knew it was popping, but
it was.
I walked up to him and I was like, yo, so what's good with like your schmedium friend? And I believe I actually said those words. Who's always with shorty with fat ass? And he was like, oh, he don't even like her like that. Like, so please take him away from her or whatever. And I'm like, okay, that means she's annoying, I guess. I don't really care. He could fuck both of us. Just let him know that I'm interested. And then after that, I was like, and then because I was just trying to get the dick at that point. I was like, also your friend with the beard, I'm interested in him too. And then I was like, because there was like a quiet moment. So I said, oh, and like, you're cute too. But, you know, you have the thing going on with. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have said that.
I didn't know you said that.
Yeah, yeah, you fucked up.
Fuck, yeah, man.
But granted, I still did say his friend first.
Yeah.
And I said, I want his friend.
Yeah.
So, nah. Nigga.
At that point, you said you wanted all of them. And anybody who was
I was trying to get a double penetration situation. So, damn.
That
but,
was the ideal situation. You did say
I did,
a
but,
bros trip.
Yeah.
And it was a bros trip, but no.
I didn't want it with that nigga, yeah, though. Yeah, no, I also didn't want it with the schmedium and the beard one. Yeah. I don't know.
That, to answer your question, it was the beard. Because I remember him now from later.
Okay, so.
And I did not find him attractive.
I'm crazy, and I found him on Facebook.
Yeah. That,
and again, I saw him. I saw him without the beard, and I also agree.
Oh, shit.
But,
damn.
So,
confirmed.
Anyway. yeah, so he was supposed to hook us up or whatever, and I was waiting for him to say, like, yo, I said the word or whatever. And I was like, hey, did you, like, tell your friend or whatever? Because I still didn't know his name. And he was like, about that, I have something to tell you. And I was like, bet, tell me. Like, we're texting right now, tell me. And he was like, I got to tell you in person. And I was like, why? You're just supposed to be giving me intel.
Yeah.
And he was like, I read vibes better in person. And also, when we were on the cruise, I was like, oh, you can knock on my door when you guys are, like, headed out. And I meant all of them to knock on my door because I wanted his friend. But then in the text, he was like, you want that knock now or later, dot, dot, dot. And at that point, I was like, I fucked up the situation somehow, and I don't know why.
At that point, this didn't exist. It's not something you would say to somebody hooking up with your friend. This is weird.
So later that night, we were at the disco once again, and him and his friends went off site or whatever, but they came back, and they were at the disco, and I was talking to some other nigga who was, like, 39 from New York or whatever, and he was trying to get the pussy from me, and I was like, oh, man, I haven't gotten it yet. Maybe I might just, like, go to this nigga's room. And then I saw the schmedium nigga walk behind him, and I was like, no. And then he walked away, and then the fucking cigar nigga walks up from behind me, and he's like, yeah, I got to tell you something later. As I'm talking to this 39-year-old motherfucker. And I was like, oh, I bet. I'll talk to you later because I'm trying to talk to this motherfucker. But then that guy had to, like, go take his family back to their room or something like that. So the cigar nigga was like, oh, meet us at the beach or whatever. So I go to the beach and I'm like, all right. So either he's going to try to, like, literally stick his dick in me right now or he's going to bring his friend. So I see him. And them, and they're at the table, and that nigga was still with the fucking fake Hakua son. And I'm just like, damn, you let the whole team down. That was a really crazy night, too, because niggas had, a white nigga had a knife that night.
That was the night I wasn't there. Excuse me? It was the night I wasn't there. I was in the room.
Excuse me?
And, like, the story when Bryce came back, he was like, yo, it was a crazy
that
night.
That was really weird.
Because the disco was whack all night. He was like, honestly, the first hour and a half was nothing.
It was
and then
so
he said,
boring.
Like, it was just like shit going on back to back to back to back to back. Like, he was like, it was just weird shit. He was like, there was some dude who was just like, he had his shirt off and he was trying to fight somebody. And I was just like, nah, this is too much.
That was one of my funnest nights. So that shit was mad crazy and weird. And then, like, Bryce was the fucking homie because I was like, I got to go to the beach to get this intel. And he, like, corralled the whole team to go to the beach with me to get the intel.
Yes, Bryce. Yes, Bryce.
He's like, alright, we gotta go to the beach. La Playa to the fucking buggies and shit. Like,
yeah. Oh god. I love
that. Nah, that was real.
No,
that was fucking important.
That's a real one. Yes. La Playa.
Oh my god.
But we got to La Playa. This nigga's still with the fucking fake Haku or whatever, and I'm just freaking out. And I was like talking to Jaleah, like, oh shit, man, I don't know what the fuck is going down. And she didn't know that the nigga with the cigar was there at some point. And she was like, damn, Sam, that's what we came for. Because she was trying to avoid that nigga.
She didn't like him.
Not at all. She was like, God. It was like, it's so hard to explain how much he just randomly popped up. And it was just like,
that
why? Nigga,
okay, if I was following niggas, that nigga was
I'm like, that nigga's on a mission.
He was everywhere.
He was on a mission.
Yeah. But also, like, we were in the same building.
Yeah, it was
kind of comedy. It was comedy. But yeah, so I'm just sitting down. And I'm like texting him, like, we here. Because I don't want to, like, walk up to the table with the fake Aku. And the fake Aku wants to fight. Like, and she wants to smoke. So I sit down at a random place. And then the fucking cigar nigga comes up and sits across from me. And I'm like, so, my intel, do you have it? And he was like, yes, but it's private. And then he looked at Julia.
Nigga.
He looked at Julia. And then she got up and left. But then the other was there. And he actually stayed there the whole time.
Like,
which was weird. But he never left. So I'm just sitting there or whatever. And then the nigga who I liked came up. And he was just standing there. And he was talking to Julia. And he was like, oh, it's my birthday, blah, blah, blah. I said happy birthday twice and he didn't answer me.
Oh, my God.
And then finally he sits down and then, oh,
he's such a smart ass.
Oh, and I just loved it. And he knew that I was a smart ass and he was like calling me cute and shit. Oh, the vibes were just, it was there. It was good. And then Julia was like, how about, she was like, oh, we're going to the beach or whatever. And I was like, all right, I'll see y'all later.
We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I was like, a great time. I'm with my dick now. But the other guy was actually still sitting there the whole time or whatever. God. Yeah. And I was like, my body language was towards his friend or whatever, but he was still there. And I was like trying to engage both of them. And at one point, the nigga with the beard was there. And I was like, oh, maybe this could be a three-way. No, I never thought that. But yeah, so then she came back and she was like, how about we all go to the beach? And I don't know why she said that, but I'm glad that she did. And then I was like, well, I was like, the light skin party is going to the beach. We'll see you guys later. So I like took that as a, this is me breaking off from you niggas. And I'm going with the nigga that I like now to the beach or whatever. So we're walking to the beach and Salva was back at the room still. And I checked my phone to see, like, just to check in on her to see if she said anything. And the cigar nigga hit me up on WhatsApp as I'm walking with his friend, and he's like, I want you.
To be honest with you, this is the first time I'm hearing this story in order. So I'm just like,
what? It was as I was walking with his friend. And then he texted me saying, yo, does your friend think Schmedium nigga is cute?
Did he read everything wrong?
He was just, I don't know.
He ain't have eyes.
I don't know what the fuck happened, bro.
Mismatched people.
I don't know what the fuck he was trying to do, but that night I went back to the room with his friend, son, so I didn't really care like that. I really did not care like that. Because I saw it and I was like, I'm not going to respond to this. That's hella awkward. Yeah. Like, you see me walking with the nigga right now. Like, what the fuck? You see us at the beach or whatever. Like, we're going in the water and shit. He was also wearing boots there. That was fine, though, because he's still cute. He's still cute. It's fine.
He could sand with boots and shit.
Nah, like, he took them off and then he had to put them back on. He was like, oh, there's sand on my jeans. And I'm like, nigga, it's a beach.
I'm like, you're in the Dominican
Republic. Nah, because they were at a club. Yo, don't hate on my birthday. Don't hate on my son. So we go back to his room or whatever. And we're just like kicking it or whatever on the bed. And then there's a knock on the door, but it's like 3:30 in the morning. And we open the door, or he opens the door because it's his room. And it's the cigar nigga.
Oh my Lord.
Oh my. Yo, he's like, the nigga that just keeps popping up. Nigga, what the fuck?
It was the cigar nigga. And in my head, I'm just like, huh? The fuck? So he walks up to his mans and he's like, yo, you still got the shirt that I borrowed earlier? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Like, nigga.
You don't need a shirt, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about? You live 4 doors away. You need this shirt right now.
That shit couldn't wait till the morning.
The fuck do you mean? And then he's walking out and he's like, bye, Sam.
Nigga,
and he puts out his hand and we give each other a high five. Okay, skipping forward because we gotta get the fuck out of here. But I fucked him or whatever. It was good. I liked it. But I go back to the room and I check my phone again. And he was like, the cigar nigga, he was like, saw that coming. That's why I sent those texts earlier. You enjoy, though. What?
Nigga.
Okay. Pause on that story. Because we got to get the fuck out of here. But yeah, so I still like that kid or whatever. But we didn't have any other real time to like have sex again. Because it was like one day left. But we met up a couple of times after that. But the next day... So as we were going to the beach, just like for like the last 3 days, honestly, there was someone who was just around, and I won't say to what capacity they're around, but they were just around, and they kept like grimacing at me or whatever. This is an actual Dominican person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They kept grimacing at me, and I'm like, yo, that nigga's cute, but I think he hates me. That kind of sucks, right?
Yeah.
And then
one night I was just like, hey, she likes you. And he was just like, his face never changed, which makes sense because obviously there was a language barrier.
Yeah. No, I don't think he can speak English.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
He can speak English. One night I was like, su es muy guapo. And that's the game that I have, ladies and gentlemen, because 3 hours after that, we were having sex on the beach. Rushed sex. Not great, but he was very cute and I enjoyed it. That's that for that.
Okay.
He's still in my WhatsApp talking to me, calling me beautiful Samantha. I enjoy that. He's also teaching me how to speak Spanish. I also enjoy that. Good. Remember when I said I was going to get both kinds of dick? I got both kinds of dick.
You did. That was a bitch.
To wrap up this story. God. So the Schmedium nigga told me that he did not have social media. And I'm a stalker, so... First of all, I don't believe you. But second of all, like, if you've ever had social media, I'll find it. Because there's people who, like, haven't updated their Facebook since 2007. But I still find their Facebook. And I look and I see all of their ex-girlfriends from middle school. So I'm talking to him one night, and I'm just on Facebook, and I'm just like, your name, your last name, the city you live in. Boom, there he is, scrolling the fuck down or whatever, because that's what I do in my free time, honestly. I don't really even need to find anything, but I stumble upon a post that says, da-da-da-da, my wife. And then I'm like, well, maybe he's using wife in, like, the colloquial sense. Like, maybe that was wifey or whatever. So I click the person who is tagged's page. Mm-hmm. Her fucking cover photo is them together, and it's him with a goofy ass smile wearing Timberlands, nigga. And that's that is where the Timberlands come back into play.
Full circle, nigga.
Yeah. So then I was just like, all right, I will ask him if he has anything and see what he says. Because sometimes, like when I was in an open relationship, I wouldn't offer that to people or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, okay, now that we're like miles apart and fully clothed, do you have a wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, or baby mama that I should know about? A baby mama who like thinks that y'all are together that I should know about or whatever? Any kind of situation. And he was like, that you should know about? Nah. Mm. And I was like, so they exist. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, thanks for being honest. And I was like, what's the deal with that? And he was like, we have a don't ask, don't tell policy. Mm. So, is that nigga in an open relationship? Is he lying to me? I don't know, but I really like him. And I've been talking to him every day since we left the Dominican Republic.
Ooh, this messy bitch. I love it.
That's my fuck me. Cool.
Oh, I have to go now.
Yeah, in the next 5 minutes.
In the 2 seconds that you done gave me, you want me to talk about things. I shall pass.
Are you passing?
Yeah, I can pass.
No.
Jeez Louise. I really just wanted to hear the vacation story. Niggas don't need to hear about me. I shall pass.
Did we end the episode?
I think, like, it's just gonna have to be a fuck me like pause, and then we'll
just have to resume it later. I'm sorry,
because I want Akua to say
me too.
You have to say next time on In Her Present
on the next episode.
Share a fuck me.
next time. It's good. There's nothing major or exciting. So
sorry.
No, I literally wanted to hear these vacation stories. Oh, sorry, bitch. I know what my life is like. Oh, I'm trying to fight white people. And I don't talk to niggas. Like, it ain't nothing. All right. Oh, we're also not doing this.
No,
fuck
we can't
you.
Do the fuck you. That was just a vacation recap, guys. Yes.
That was and then it got consolidated. Like, it was just a stretch. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, there's 5 days we're trying to fit into 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
What a time.
That nigga is married, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yo, I got my phone back today and I looked at my phone and I was like, nah, this is you just found out like 2 hours ago. I was like, what the fuck? Because it was just so much. And then to find out this nigga's married, like, man.
It was just like the last night when he was like, I like you.
No.
And I was like, ooh.
I like you is so much more powerful
exactly.
than like anything.
Like, exactly.
Wait, you like me?
You like me?
Exactly. Why?
It's just like, ugh.
Have you seen
me? I mean,
me?
You got poor taste, but thanks. Like, fuck.
Oh, man. That is a very
I enjoy that.
Lovely gentleman.
I'm glad you guys had fun. I am glad you got the dick you sought. I am glad that it was drama filled. Because these
it's
are
so
the stories
pure
we
when
tell.
It's drama filled. When it you're is. Just like everywhere you turn, you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
And it's the best, honestly. I live for it. Yeah. And it was good to have. I didn't expect it. Well, I did. He's that person. But it was good to have somebody who was just like, this is crazy. Is she going to get the sex? And then he was the one who walked up. You were like disheveled on the beach after you had sex with the other guy. And he was like, did you get it? And you were like, yeah. He's like, nice. So I was like, nice. So I just had a good time. Bryce was like so proud. He was just like,
No, I fucked up Bryce now. Yeah. That's my nigga. Yeah. I'm sorry. He was clutch. He came through.
Nah, he did.
How do we end this? I forget.
I don't know. Man. If you guys have cool summer vacation stories that you would like to write into the show, do so at ihupodcast@gmail.com. And there was just a lot to catch everybody up on. But, you know, going forward, regular episodes, back to current events, back to Safari's penis or something like that.
Yeah.
And like the intersex bill in California.
Yeah.
Important things.
Yes.
Not the inside of my vagina. For once. Yeah.
That's what the show is. We all just like, go walk.
That's a podcast I would listen to. The inside of Samantha's vagina.
Well, if you'd like to follow the outside of Sam's vagina,
you can
and
nice
the rest
segue.
Of us, nice. You can follow us on Inner Hole Uprising on Twitter. Without the G, so Inner Hole Uprising, and on Instagram, Inner Hole Uprising with the G. If you'd like to follow us personally, you can follow me at Rebby or Not on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah. Slam Red Instagram and Twitter,
and at Hey a Cool Girl on Instagram and Twitter.
There you go. Bye, guys.
Bye.